apart from notation for attribute grammars, what we were also seeing on the last few slides was talk about ways of computing that in terms of, well, like a sequence of evaluations. So what we can observe from the example before is that these local attribute equations needed to be evaluated with a global strategy or a global algorithm that knows about how dependencies and equations looked like. Yeah. So for that, we needed several things, a sequence in which the nodes of the tree are visited and a sequence for each node in which the equations are evaluated. Yeah. And what we need for that is that the evaluation strategy fits to the attribute system in terms of being compatible with the dependencies between attributes. So we might wonder, what are dependencies between attributes? These can be characterized, at least locally, by the local dependency graph, or for short, this D of P. So for each production, production in this case without any alternatives. So each of the alternatives is a separate production in that sense. But for each of these productions, we can set up a local dependency graph of the following form for the attribute systems then. So remember, this is the example for the alternation subtree, and there we had the empty attributes. If we then put the empty attributes as nodes in there, we would represent this dependency graph as a graph that connects these attribute nodes by directed edges, with the edges pointing to the attributes that are influenced by the origin of the directed edge. So, for example, here we would have that the empty attribute of the right child has an influence on the value of the empty attribute of the root node. Yeah, or to put it the other way around, the root node's attribute depends on the value of the empty attribute of that child, of course, as well as the empty attribute of that child over there. Yeah. So the graph has two directed edges in this case, coming from the empty attributes of the children to the empty attributes to the empty attribute of the root, and same is for this edge here. So we have two notations for this graph, the graphical one and the more formalistic one. Yeah. So what then plays into this notion of a global evaluation strategy is that in terms of evaluation, it's not enough to just consider the local attribute dependencies at each node, since you might have the in the evaluation of the children, you might depend on the value of an attribute whose value is not yet computed, since it depends on some other evaluation that is done later in the global evaluation scheme. Yeah, and for that, you need to be aware of how global dependencies in such an attribute systems work. Yeah, so that's the information flow between nodes. You might, during an evaluation of some attribute A, you might depend on the value of an attribute B, whose value has to be computed first. So for that, you need to visit all the nodes that are responsible for contributing to that particular attribute B until you can then finally continue with evaluating attribute A again. Yeah, but that only works if you have an idea of how global dependencies work in such a tree. What now is spoiling your soup here is that global dependencies are, of course, talking about the general structure of the complete tree. And well, that is a thing that, of course, changes with each input and thus with each syntax tree that there is. Yeah, so these dependencies might or are usually not a constant thing, but they change with the input. Yeah? So it might not need to be a bad thing. For example, in our world of this empty attribute, the parent node was always just depending on children's attributes evaluation. Yeah, so for that kind of attribute system, a depth first post order traversal was always possible. Yeah, but that is not the general thing. So in general attribute systems, variable dependencies can be much more complex than just that. Yeah, and we're going to see an example for that in the next little module.